back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is a new variant. No, not the Delta variant, but there's a new COVID variant, believe it or not, that's even more dangerous than the Delta variant. They're calling it the Lambda variant. Lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A, the Greek, one of the Greek letters in the Greek alphabet. Its technical term is the C.37 variant. They're going to call it the Lambda variant. Now, right now, 93% of all infections in the United States are the Delta variant. It's very, very transmissible. It's very, very dangerous. And unlike the previous variants of COVID, it can actually be transmitted to people who have been vaccinated, but they themselves are largely protected, but they're carriers. Before, there was very little evidence that the original COVID could be transmitted even, much less injure anybody who was vaccinated. The Delta variant can be transmitted, so that's bad. But the Lambda variant, there is now some question. There hasn't been full testing on whether the Lambda variant can even overcome the vaccine. There's no evidence right now that it can, but there are only about 1,000 cases, to be precise, 1,037 cases as of yesterday in the U.S. of the Lambda variant. The Lambda variant cropped up in Peru, in South America, in August of 2020. It worked its way in. Let me tell you something. If a variant crops up anywhere, it can crop up in Borneo. It's going to end up in the United States. Somebody, a flight attendant, somebody, a relative, a tourist, somebody is going to pick it up. Somebody's going to come back here, land in one of our airports, walk through the airport, and that's what happens. We are not hermetically sealed. So when this Lambda variant, C.37, starts to proliferate, there will be a time when it will be over 90% of the infections because it will overcome all of the others. And let me tell you this, it's highly infectious, and it has apparently, for those of you who are interested in this stuff, three mutations in its spike proteins, just three mutations in its spike proteins. What does that mean? You've on television seen these mock-ups of what the virus looks like. And it looks like a little ball, furry little ball with these furry little spikes. The problem is when you have so many people in this country who refuse to get vaccinated, you know, you have governors like DeSantis in Florida and Abbott in Texas. They're all, by the way, Republican governors, all of them, who get up there and rail. They won't put in mask orders. In Wisconsin, we had a Republican Supreme Court that overruled the mask order. Voss overruled the mask order. The Republicans are carriers of disease. That's simply the case. And in Florida, DeSantis, and in Texas, Abbott have gone so far as to order that no city in those states can put in their own mask order. And they don't encourage vaccinations. And they don't permit vaccination requirements or so-called passports. And as a result, Florida and Texas have one-third of the new cases. One-third of the new cases are coming in. As of yesterday, there were 100,000 new cases, a six-month high. We thought we had it beat. But because of Republican intransigence, and some of them have remorse. Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, went on television yesterday. He said, yeah, I signed a no-mask order, and I made a big mistake, a big mistake. And a lot of the shows now are showing people dying of COVID, about to go on a ventilator. They're crying wives right next to him. The guy's going, I wish I'd taken the vaccine. If wishes were fishes, we'd have some to fry. If wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd have Christmas every day. Okay, I'm tired of I wish and wishes and ifs and buts. The Republican Party is simply using this as a fetish, as somehow a badge of honor to band together the Trump cult and get him elected in primaries. That's just the flat out truth. So the Lambda variant, what if the Lambda variant overcomes the vaccines. They don't know that it does right now. My own view, because they have had over 1,000 cases, it's not a lot, but I don't think there's evidence that it does overcome, especially the Pfizer vaccine. By the way, the FDA looks like it's about to give final regular approval of the Pfizer vaccine in about 4 to 8 weeks. And if they do that, that's going to be a terrific thing. A lot of people who go, oh, well, it was just an emergency approval. Oh, well, yeah, it has only been used by hundreds of millions of people and nothing bad happened. And basically, it saved everybody's lives who took it. Well, yeah, but, you know, I'd like to see them do a couple of billion people. Oh, really? Okay. Well, there are 7.5 billion people in the world. How do you think that's going to happen? So I'm tired of these people. I'm tired of these people saying that kind of stuff. Well, now they won't be able to say it with the Pfizer vaccine. And then shortly after that, the Moderna vaccine and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will get final approvals also. But be aware of this Lambda virus, the Lambda variant, the C.37. And you heard it here. Maybe you've heard it somewhere else, but probably not because it hasn't been widely publicized yet. The truth is, if you do not get vaccinated, you are an idiot. Now, there are people listening to this who are not vaccinated. I have friends who are not vaccinated. I have a few distant relatives who are not vaccinated, and I've told them the same thing. If you, for instance, however, are a pregnant woman and you are not certain about it, see your doctor. See your doctor. There's a lot of evidence that says that pregnant women should get vaccinated, but I respect that. See your doctor. Other than that, you go, oh, well, I have cultural reasons. Really, what's your cultural reason? Well, I drink a lot of beer. I lay on the sofa and I watch sports. Oh, okay, good. That ain't good enough. Get your carcass down there and get vaccinated. The other thing is you can go, okay, well, this is more of a Nietzschean Darwinian thing. If I choose not to be vaccinated, it's on me. And if I die, I die. Well, no. If you are told to get bypass surgery for a bad arteries and you don't do it, that is on you. And if you die, you die. Even though your immediate relatives, your wife or husband, your kids will grieve, brothers and sisters, your employer and so on. So you are hurting them, but that's on you. When you go around with a communicable disease, that can shed to other people. Even if you beat it in the sense that you just get flu-like symptoms and they die, that's not just on you. That's not just on you. And it's time, I think, for very extreme measures to require people to get vaccines. So one person has suggested that people that are not vaccinated be put on the no-fly list. You don't fly an airplane. You simply do not fly on an airplane. You are stuck on an airplane with a mask, and a lot of these characters take it off in flight, or they pull it down over their nose to be sly. Or if they're really sly, they pull it down under their chin and they giggle and they just sit there. They sit there like serpents in their seats, waiting for the stewardess to come walking down the aisle, the flight attendant, and then they pull it up over their nose and they look very pious. And then when she goes by, they pull it down again. You know, you can't have this. So one possibility is these tricksters pull that kind of stuff and they're not vaccinated. They do not get to fly. That's been proposed. I think it's a good idea. And there are a lot of other proposals requiring it connected to employment, connected to a lot of things. A no-brainer to me are healthcare systems, doctors and nurses and techs who are hovering over you in the emergency room and their nose is 2 inches from yours, and they better be vaccinated. They better be vaccinated. I don't want to be hearing that they have cultural things. All right, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.